Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Nida Yud Ches, Nida 18a, pagination is 35. We'll start on the facing page, on the top line, Masnisin, where the Mishnah begins. Mashal, Mashlu, Chachamim, Beisha. The sages gave an analogy regarding the body of a woman when we want to describe Dam Nida, the blood of the period, and where it is, and where it was found, and the exact particulars of the case. So they used the following clean terminology in order to express themselves. Hacheder, they talked about the room, that's talking about the uterus, that's the inner area, the room. Vaprozdor, and there's a hallway to the room. That's the birth canal. V'ho aliyah, and there is an attic. We'll have to discuss, but just to picture it, that's what the Mishnah states. Dam hacheder tamei, the blood that's in the uterus, in the room, so that's tamei. And if you find that blood being emitted, so that blood would make her tamei. Dam ho aliyah, tahor, the blood from the attic, so that's something else entirely. And that's tahor, that blood. Nimtza biprozdar, if you find blood in the hallway, so you don't know, did it come from the room, did it come from the attic? Sefeko tame, we're in doubt, and you'll have to call it tame. Because the assumption is that it came from the uterus, from the room. And we don't assume that it came from the aliyah, from the attic. Indeed, three lines into the Gemara, Hacheder mibifnim, the room is inside, v'aprozdo mibachutz, and the hallway is towards the outside, v'aliyah benuya al shtehen, and there is an attic built above them both, v'lul pasuach ben aliyah leprozdor, and there is a hatchway, a conduit, between the attic and the hallway. So blood can come from the attic. Nimtza min alul velifnim sefeko tamei. If the blood was found from where this hatchway meets the hallway and further in, so then that case of doubt we have to assume is tamei, because in all probability it came from the uterus, from the cheder. However, min alul v'lechutz, if it's from the hatchway going out, sefeko tahar, you can attribute it to the lul, to the hatchway bringing something from the aliyah. And the Gemara revises that and says, anahachiku amina. No, what I'm telling you is, min alul v'lefnim v'adai tamei, if it's from the hatchway going into the body, that's for sure tamei, because that's coming from the inner room. Minanlo v'lechutz feiko tamei. But if it's from the hatchway going out, it's doubtful, and it's also going to be tamei, but it's already a sense of doubt. Not that it's tahar. And the Gemara continues with further analysis of this principle. Various considerations regarding the case. Now, in practical physical study, what are we talking about? So, the uterus and the birth canal, that's easy to understand. What is this aliyah, this attic that we're talking about? And what's the lul, the passageway that goes between the two? Art Scroll, I believe it's note 2, develops a very important possibility that in their time, without antibiotics, there was common to develop an ailment that would cause a puncture between the bladder and its plumbing and the birth canal. And that was so common that it was assumed to just be the nature of the woman's body. And that's this description might also be related to the other discussion where a woman finds blood in water that she passes, and it's not clear to us, according to the discussions in Halacha, whether it's from the bladder or it's uterus blood. And that whole discussion becomes very much more understandable if we consider this suggestion that it was common in their time to have a puncture from one to the other, and indeed fluid could pass from one to the other in such a way, to the point that the Mishnah is considering that other part of the body as an aliyah, an attic, very related to our discussion in Hilchas Nida. Moving on to today's daf, the Gemara mentions that we have another case where also there's a suffix, there's a sense of doubt, and we paskin l'chumra that it's going to be prohibited. Detanya, second half of the page, last word on the line is Teisha. Teisha chanuyos, you have 9 stores. We've seen this case other places. Kulan mochros basar shechuta, they're all selling kosher meat. Va'achas mocheres basar nevela, and one is selling non-kosher meat. V'lokach me'achas me'en, he bought from one of them, but he's distracted. He doesn't remember which one he bought from, which kiosk. Ve'eino yodea me'ez me'em lokach sfeiko asur. That kind of doubtful case is going to be prohibited. We're not sure where it came from, and therefore it's prohibited. And the Gemara sees that as a similarity to the ruling that we're getting over here after we revised the statement that blood that came further to the exterior of the birth canal, maybe it came from the lul, from the hatchway, maybe it came from the uterus, and we paskind sfeiko tamei, that the woman is tamei with such a presentation. In practical halacha, these are very involved halachas to know whether we can attribute a blood presentation to some kind of wound, to a urinary tract infection, for example. What can we do with the blood that's presenting? But on the basic similarity level, we're finding that a suffix in certain situations, serious types of situations, biblical type of situations, is going to be paskind restricted. There is a difference in that the case of Nida is called Tuma, and the case of meat is not called Tuma, it's called Isser, prohibited. But that concept of stringency does apply in both. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.